when the kidney stones are very large, on a CT scan, you only have a 2D or two-dimensional image. Doing a reconstruction gives us the third dimension to know the depth of the stone, and you can actually see the model from all angles and all views. And also, you know, the stone burden exactly how it is. So it'll help us plan our surgery a lot better than otherwise.
So you've now done the first surgery using one of these models, and did you find it helpful? Did it do what you expected?
So the main advantage is when you do these stone surgeries, which for large stones, you have to make a puncture through the kidney onto the stone. So effectively, if you have a model that shows you the internal collecting system or drainage tubes of the kidney where the stones are located, you can be more precise in terms of how the access is achieved. The case yesterday went very well. And overall, although it's still very early to say how much advantage it'll have, I reckon we might save some time. And also, if you're more precise and accurate, then hopefully in future, we might see a decrease in complication rate and early discharge from the hospital. I mean, in future, I'm hoping that this is just the first step. If you have a model which is, you know, like for like in terms of feel of the tissues, you could potentially do a puncture through the tissues beforehand, outside the patient, on the model, and then do it on the patient. I mean, we are still far away from that, but this is the first step for that.
Obviously, this application was for kidney stones specifically. Could it be used in other areas of perhaps urology or kidney surgery or perhaps wider surgery?
I mean, this particular scan was a non-contrast scan. So there was a low radiation non-contrast scan just for stones. But if you had a contrast scan, which gives you more detailed architecture of the artery and vein, there's no reason why you couldn't use it for kidney tumors. In the same way, because for some kidney tumors, we only remove a part of the kidney. And if you know exactly how the tumor was located beforehand on the three dimension, then I'm sure it'll be much more helpful as a surgeon when you are in there operating to find out the exact anatomical planes.
In terms of, you said that obviously it helps you planning, but does it also help the patient in that they can see in a sort of a more hands-on way what's going to happen to them? It makes you explaining to them more easy.
Sure. I think any model, if a patient is looking at a scan versus looking at a model is always better because instantly you can show them what the problem is. But overall, I think the main usage with time will come from more precision surgery. And if you're more precise with any of the surgical techniques, the outcomes are definitely going to be better.
There's got to be some cost involved to getting these models produced. Is that a cost that the NHS, the health service, can absorb?
I mean, it depends on how costly the models become. The current cost for these models that we used are between £100 to £150. And it's still early to say how much cost benefit you will get in terms of, you know, saving complications and so on. But clearly, if the costs are not prohibitively high, then it's quite nice to have these, A, to explain to the patients. And if the outcomes are better, then even a small risk, you know, decrease in the risk of complications surely is a good thing.
As a consultant, as a surgeon, is it exciting to see innovation like this in your field?
I'll tell you, as a urologist, this is the most exciting field in surgical specialty. We have innovated lasers, we have now got robotic surgery, and now we have got a three-dimensional view to all of this. Definitely, these are exciting times.